This is blog two, entitled, Are You Feeling the Squeeze? Has anyone been addictively watching this series of The Apprentice? On more than one occasion, when the hapless candidates have been facing the unmovable force that is Sir Alan across that vast table, I've found myself contemplating my prospects in the recently reconfigured PCT for which I work. Whilst I may not meet the fate of all but one of Sir Alan's prospective apprentices and hear the infamous words, you're fired, I do face uncertainty around my new job role, what it will be and where it will take me in the new organisation. I wonder how many other clinical audit or governance colleagues have been facing similar uncertainty in yet another NHS reorganisation. I have heard of colleagues in different PCTs who face possible redundancy, and I wonder whether this includes any clinical audit staff. I hope not, but what does appear clear is that the clinical audit resource is noticeable by its absence in the second generation of PCTs. Personally, this is the third reorganisation that I've experienced in the NHS, and on each occasion the clinical audit function has been squeezed tighter and tighter, to the extent that the audit staff resource is now so scarce where I work that it will struggle to support any semblance of an audit programme. In the new county-wide PCT, which was formed from the merger of three PCTs, there are fewer clinical audit roles than there were pre-merger across the county. Whilst there are plenty of new roles offering the possibility of new opportunities for clinical audit staff to broaden their experience or change career direction, I'm concerned at the dearth of clinical audit support that is left. The county in which I work had four audit staff pre-merger. The new PCT, both commissioning and provider functions, has just 1.5 whole-time equivalent audit staff. If practice-based commissioning clusters are to receive assurance of quality in the healthcare they commission, and if providers of healthcare are to be able to evidence this assurance, they will need good quality clinical audit data and reports to demonstrate that the new pathways of care are clinically and cost-effective, as well as safe and reliable. Who is going to provide the clinical audit advice, expertise, and support necessary to achieve this? Add to this the growing list of evidence required by the Healthcare Commission for NICE audits, NSF audits, national audits, etc., and it seems increasingly apparent that 1.5 whole-time equivalent audit staff will struggle to deliver. Moreover, will there be any time left to support the PCT in delivering its local delivery plan, or to support the independent contractors as well as the provider services staff? Whilst there will be overlap in all these requirements, it doesn't take a genius to do the maths and conclude that there just won't be enough people working in clinical audit roles to deliver an effective audit programme. This latest reorganisation has undoubtedly brought new career opportunities, but at what cost to clinical audit? Whilst some audit staff may welcome a move into a new role, others may wish to remain in their clinical audit role, but are being forced to change as the audit function is squeezed yet again. The net cost to quality may not be visible now, but I wonder what consequences we will face a year or so down the line following yet further losses of valuable skills, knowledge and expertise in clinical audit.
This broadcast was recorded on the 30th of April 2007 and is copyright of the Clinical Audit Support Centre. Reproduction of this download is prohibited. Rebroadcast of this work is forbidden without the express written consent of the Clinical Audit Support Centre team.